The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. I don't know if you've ever noticed, but people often imitate the body postures or mannerisms of other people we meet, usually without either person realizing. Previous studies have shown that this imitation promotes affection and empathy for the imitator in the people who are being imitated, suggesting this common human behavior evolved to help us get along and thrive in social groupings. And now a new study suggests the effect works in capuchin monkeys, a very social species of New World monkey that lives in tight-knit groups. The monkeys were given wiffle balls, which they often poked with their fingers or put in their mouths or pounded on a surface. Each monkey was paired with a human who also had a wiffle ball. Some researchers imitated the monkeys' actions while others didn't. The monkeys gazed more at the imitators while playing with the ball and chose to sit closer to them in their cages. Both the imitating and non-imitating investigators had the same reward, but the monkeys chose to interact more with the imitators. Scientists believe the link between imitation and affiliation might be a very basic mechanism and might well be shared with many other primates, perhaps even with other non-primate animals that live in complex social groups.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.